All right, test, test, 1, 2, 1, 2. All right, say that funny thing you just said now that it's working.
I want to die.
That was the one. Welcome to the show.
Science.
Magic.
Horses.
Truth.
Banter.
God, I haven't lost audio in so long.
Oh, man. Well, I guess we could play the like 20 or so minutes of just me for the bonus for the just me boys.
The just me boys for the Austin stands.
There's not those is the thing.
I know. No, an Austin stand, like an Austin standee, it's just a cardboard cutout of you.
Oh,
it's very
okay.
Unnerving.
And not like a not like an anime ghost that follows me around and has powers.
No, that's an I don't remember what those are called.
I think those are called stands.
Yeah. No, you're thinking of a stands.
I am thinking of a poem. You're right. I was.
damn it.
I was thinking of that.
yeah. You know, stanza means room in Italian.
Room means room in English. You ever think about that?
And Roomba means death to the infidel.
Does it?
In Icelandic, of all things. Uh-huh. It's very odd.
Didn't know they had infidels up there.
Neither did I.
I thought that was very much an equator-based phenomenon, was infidels.
No, I think I'm mistranslating. It might be death to the infidelity.
Oh.
They're big on monogamy.
Yeah, they
there.
Love monogamy.
That's why Bjork had to leave because of Bjork's free love aesthetic.
Yeah. It's the only way to keep warm up there is to have one partner you cling to. Like a remora on a shark.
Which are we in that equation? Am I the shark?
No, I'm definitely supping your blood. I'm in there. I'm like a boy anglerfish that kind of just latches onto you and digs in there until I'm pretty much just the organ of yours.
Mm. Which, you know, what is love if not becoming another person's organ?
Oh, I'll be coming.
Oh, no. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
Why not?
I don't know. You just make me profoundly uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. That's fine. Yeah, I get that a lot.
Yeah.
From
everyone
I talk to. I got one of them AI-generated uncanny faces where people look at it and go, it's wrong, but I don't know how.
Quit putting extra fingers on your hand. That would help. Your prosthetic
fingers.
You make
the grip stuff really hard. You don't understand.
And then intentionally failing CAPTCHA tests, or like, the fuck if I know a hydrant from a wall.
Well, it's just there's always one part that's just a little bit of the corner of the hydrant. You're like, do I click this box too? Or does it want just like the majority of the hydrant when I click the hydrant on the CAPTCHA, Dan?
It wants all of it, Austin. If there's any of it in that picture, you got to click it. So you're not intentionally failing these. You genuinely are struggling with the
premise of
the CAPTCHA.
It's just there's edge cases, okay? And I don't edge.
I know.
Austin does not edge canonically.
You've been going on your anti-goon rampage for a while now.
Oh, how dare you compare the two?
Explain the difference to me and the listener.
Dedication.
Oh, now it's time for the sports anime about gooning. Anyone can edge, but only a real man can goon. You think you can join the high school gooning team?
Oh, no, they probably got that over there.
They got bad
societal problems.
Oh, boy. See, they said, you know, if some of these incels had been involved with group sports, it might have helped. But I don't think this is one you should be involved with.
Yeah, the semi-pro gooning circuit.
I feel like you need to make a t-shirt now for the semi-pro gooning circuit. If you go big, you go home.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Right?
That's pretty good.
Right? That's just off the top of my noggin.
I guess all it would be is like a very elaborate hands in a car contest.
Mm-hmm.
Where the last one to finish wins.
Yeah. There you go.
Which means there could be an infinite game.
So is there
if you die mid goon, does that technically last forever?
Yeah, I mean that's going out like a pro. Mm. That's
you know what? I'm going to say you do require a working circulatory system to truly goon.
I feel like that's gatekeeping.
Well, it would certainly keep me from the competition.
Well, you are canonically a ghoul.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of, have you watched the new Fallout TV show
pretty
yet?
Good.
Oh, it's very good.
I hear it's very good. Review bombed because it's woke.
It's just anti-capitalist, which I don't know if you know anything about Fallout, but the whole premise is capitalism run amok.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's still capitalist. You just transition the currency from dollar to bottle cap.
No, it's very good. Courtney loved it too. And the soundtrack slaps. It's so good with like the perfect retro music pulls. Oh, God. You got some Johnny Cash in there. They have like four songs from the Ink Spots that are so goddamn good. So goddamn good.
I
don't want to set the world on fire. Yeah. It's truly great TV.
I had an old vinyl
season.
Of the best of the Ink Spots from like the 80s.
Yeah, but your mom... Not your mom. I apologize. Your grandma had that with the like with all the racist tchotchkes, right?
I put it with the racist tchotchkes because I had to put the racist tchotchkes somewhere. You know what I mean?
Wasn't it like a salt and pepper shaker? If I remember right,
I think
set that was like
honestly, after a point, it stops becoming used for any utility but racism, but racist depictions of people.
Yeah. I mean, at first, you know, I thought it was celebrating the Allied victory to have like a Nazi helmet as a doorstop, but I don't think that's why she had it.
No, it was pristine and in a glass case and kind of hidden behind all the clothes in her closet, like like she'd move those out of the way to look at it.
And then she'd mumble something to herself in a foreign language and talk about growing up in Argentina, and I was
you're
confused again.
Yeah, my 23andMe doesn't even say that I have any genetic ancestry from Argentina.
Yeah, I think she's making it up. She kept talking about her friends Ava and her husband Adolf that she knew growing
that
up.
That she
in
knew
Argentina.
Personally and was good friends with, and yeah.
Like, oh, Grandma, you just making up names that nobody has. There's never been anyone named Ava.
Ava's not a real name. That's the name of a robot in an anime.
Oh,
is that awesome. Why they call it that in Evangelion? The Ava Braun robots. They're
they
great at looking the other way.
In a bunker.
The robot's specifically designed for pretending everything is fine.
It's okay because it's robot boyfriends of vegetarians, so it's fine.
It's fine. Great with dogs.
Great with dogs. That's one of my favorite jokes in The Producers. Hitler was a wonderful painter. He could paint an entire apartment in two afternoons, two coats. Oh, God. Yeah, Helldivers has reminded me that, like, you can't satirize fascism unless you go full Producers. You have to ridicule. You cannot do subtle parody. You cannot do satire.
Satire is dead in our modern age. Case in point, us.
Side are we on? Satire is not only... The satire is
we're
dead.
Are we on the Freddy Duty side?
No, we're on the leftist side, Austin. We're on the leftist side.
We're big stinky Freddy Duties. This is satire. This is the only thing that can be understood as satire. Big baby poop my pants?
I mean, I wanted to have a media literacy discussion with you, but I feel like that's, I don't know, trying to talk to my dad about gender expression. Like, I could try, but it's going to be uncomfortable for both of us.
Oh, my God. I do want you to do that so I can see that. Because I want to see your dad's Hank Hill ass try to understand anything that's not missionary.
Well, listen.
30 seconds of bashful missionary with your clothes on. That's a Dan's dad move, baby.
Well, you know, sex only serves one purpose, and that's procreation, Austin.
Yeah, and I'm anti-creation.
You're an anti-creationist.
I see a creationist, I throw him in a big fire.
You're like, I don't even believe in evolution. I just hate those guys so much.
I believe that we were seeded here by an alien race to sort of prepare for their arrival by polluting the planet so as to create an atmosphere for them, in which case they'll come back. And they'll just kind of eat us. We're little space piggy food licorice. That's my belief.
So is the Church of Scientology heavily invested in fossil fuels then?
Are they?
I don't know. The Mormons own Pepsi. Up is down. I don't know, man.
Oh, that's just because they realized there was a huge market for a bunch of Mormon women carrying around kegs of Diet Pepsi all day.
Well, you know, it's just the hot caffeine that's bad. It's just hot caffeine.
Yeah. You know what else is hot? Hell. The devil. Okay.
That's the devil's temperature.
Or is heaven's always a frosty 55?
That's why you got to wear those robes all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it gets chilly up there.
In that moneyless, classless society.
No, there's still money. You got to work a job in heaven.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. What are the jobs in heaven, Austin? Tell me what my prospects
are. Well, as you know, we get our own planet, so very agriculture based. A lot of agriculture.
And are we
based.
Like upper management? What are we doing with that? Are we actually like
tilling
the land?
If you're good
in
life, you're upper management. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Like Kolob is an ecumenopolis that just is nothing but for churning the vast bureaucracy of heaven.
What's it called? What's the planet called?
An ecumenopolis.
No. I know what an ecumenopolis is, you piece of shit.
You see, an ecumenopolis is a planet.
A city that encompasses an entire planet. Yeah, I know. It's what did you name of the planet, Austin?
Kolob.
Kolob. Not even Kobold, huh? Kolob. That's silly.
I think that's what they call it.
I mean,
it's been a while.
How many of these golden plates were there? Is my question. Like, is this a dining set for 12? Like, I don't.
I like to think it's like the Dragon Balls, and he found two. But if you find all seven, you get Shenron, and you get to make a wish.
oh God, the Church of Mormon is Dragon Ball Z. You underestimate my power, Brigham Young.
Jesus Christ of Latter-day Goku. Soon he shall ascend the Super Saiyan God and reign over all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we all go. We got a train on this planet in higher gravity, so we're ready for the planets that we're going to get. Yeah.
The seven stations of the Goku cross. You got to go to the high gravity planet a couple times.
Yeah. Well, now I just want to match animes to churches.
Mm.
All right. So let's try the Catholic Church. What is that? Helsing? Is that the anime that goes with the Catholic Church?
I mean, that has to be Anglican.
Oh, sure. Helsing is Anglican. Mm-hmm. That's good. So the Catholic Church, are we doing Evangelion because of the guilt and horrible things done to children?
Yeah, that does match up.
Yeah. You know, fighting angels and all that.
One of the main characters is a groomer and everyone kind of lets it pass because she's a hot lady.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Tracks. So Evangelion is Catholicism. Let's see here. So we already did Dragon Ball Z for the book of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, then Mormons. Mm. The Evangelicals. What are we going to say the Evangelicals? So we need, charismatic, potentially speaking in tongues, very bigoted.
That one might be Dragon Ball Z, but just because Dragon Ball Z has Mr. Popo in it.
Yikes. I was going to go with fruit baskets for the undertones of
is that one where the boys undertones. Smooch?
It could be one where the boys smooch. No, the Evangelical Church is Yuri on Ice.
Oh, because it'll make them mad?
Yeah, that's the only reason.
It's a punitive designation.
Punitive designation, yeah. Foursquare's got to be something kind of annoying, but relatively mainstream popular because it's one of those non-denominationals that's not non-denominational.
Mm.
You know, the big church in Billings, the mega church, Faith Evangelical, they're Foursquare.
Pokemon, where the Pokemon represent dollars.
Yeah, it's big. It's lots of money. Everybody knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. Even the filthy casuals. Let's see here. Buddhism. Let's go with world religion for a second there. Mm-mm. Let's get out of the Christian sects.
Christian sects. I've been to that website. It's very boring.
It's super tame and there's a lot of crying. It's actually a deeply uncomfortable experience.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we're married, we can finally start our OnlyFans. It's fine. It's in the it's in the confines of marriage, and God's already watching, so y'all should just be invited to the party.
Buddhism is Yu-Gi-Oh! I will not be explaining further.
Perfect. I feel like the Lutherans are Death Note, and I will not be explaining myself.
No, it does track.
It's like a long list of things they really care about. And it's definitely in protest of something else.
Yeah, whenever you go into one of their churches, there's a big scary monster that only you can see. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. I feel like the Calvinists have to be Full Metal Alchemist.
Full Metal
really
Calvinist.
Only one
equal
way.
Exchange.
Full Metal Calvinist.
Equal predestination.
Full Metal Calvinist would actually be a fucking rad parody shirt. Oh. Full Metal Calvinist. This was the predestined equivalent exchange.
I knew you were going to try and bring your dead mom back.
Yeah, any anime that has a shit ton of talking explanation about what just happened in a fight, or like, you didn't realize my secret power where I did this thing 2 episodes ago and I've just been slowly charging up this whole time. Oh, the Calvinists are Naruto.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Oh, okay. All right.
One of them's got a time control power. As John Calvin, sure. I'll bet.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, I'm bored of this premise. Shall we move on?
Finally, God.
I'm sorry, anime as world religions? If there was a more Austin topic, I'd like to hear it.
Friggin' cool stuff and getting bitches. That's my topic. That's the ones that I like the most.
Austin, your ability to pull is not unlike your credit score. I mean, it's there, but
it's there.
It doesn't really help you.
It's hard to express mathematically.
Austin has an irrational credit score. I don't really understand what pi means in terms of a credit score.
In that there's a pie slice emoji whenever I look it up.
Oh, saw a property the other day that looked perfect for, you know, us taking over and then building an Austin-in-law suite.
Now, would that technically be a commune?
Yes.
Because I am entertaining offers from a lot of different communes right now.
Do the other people who are asking you to be on their communes understand that you do not have any mechanical, electrical, or agricultural skills? Do they understand that?
They
know you're a vibes. You're like a personality hire. You're just there for the vibes.
Yeah, I'm there like the court jester of any commune.
Yeah, because that's one of the few people who've actually foraged with you. I do know that you have those skills, but I have a feeling the community that's reaching out to you with this... And Austin, joining a polycule is not necessarily joining a commune.
Again, don't want to join them, want to tear them apart. Anyone who's in a polycule, I'm going to Jolene them. That way I get twice as many spoils.
All of them.
Oh, man. Can you imagine getting in a polycule, big dogging it, so now it's centered around you?
I mean, that's why I've never been in a polycule, because then it's just...
Yeah, you'd make it all about you.
Yeah, then it's just planets rotating around the sun, baby.
Such a polycule prima donna.
The polycule prima donna. Well, once we set my schedule, then we can set the rest of your schedules.
I get first dibs on the attention spreadsheet.
Yeah, under love language, you just wrote sex. That's not super helpful.
And under sex, you wrote yes, please.
Under gender expression, you drew a quick caricature of yourself doing just a screaming face. How do you express gender? I don't know.
Well, I know a lot of people that when they think about gender, they start screaming.
That's fair. Most of them are conservative Republicans. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. I was going through the names of some children's books with a colleague and realized that one, if you have a filthy mind with a big frame of reference, does sound gross, but it's making a very specific reference. And then I was like, oh God, Winnie the Pooh. That's not right. That's not right, is it? Yeah, the Little Prince? I just, now there's Clifford the Big Red Bear, like, that's not good.
What Clifford did you read growing up?
I don't know. Was the one by John Waters?
Oh, no, that's not that. No. You read the bad
that's
one.
That's not a children's book? Why was it a pop-up then?
Because your parents, they didn't want to raise you, so they just sent you bad stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I guess it does make sense why Mapplethorpe wrote the intro, but still.
Which one, Mapplethorpe?
The photos of leather-clad men.
Oh, good for him.
I should have said Tom of Finland.
Okay.
Yeah. John Waters and Tom of Finland's Clifford the Big Red Bear. Tom of Finland illustrated it from John Waters' script, and now I'm mad that the thing I had just made up doesn't exist.
And this was in the this was in the 90s is when you read this.
Yeah. Weirdly, published by Scholastic.
Head of the book fair.
So, like, I don't believe in the book bans, but at the same time.
At the same time, what hath God wrought?
I mean, I might be the only person with the pornographic versions of Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. Yeah, where's that porn parody?
Where they dig up a big potato, but it was a pee-pee.
She takes the ribbon off her neck and suddenly she's hot? I don't know.
Yeah, all these frumpy women with their
neck ribbons.
Ew, gross. Get those out of here.
I don't know, Austin. I think it speaks to a simpler time. I like the return of the neck ribbon for modesty's sake. You ever seen a clavicle and just gone, hubba, hubba?
I do. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you're blacklisted from all those, you know, medical supply places. You just keep buying skeletons and, like, taking pictures of you touching the clavicles.
I'll have you know that will be lucrative someday once I figure out how to monetize it. Clavicle cuddles.com? I don't know. I'm workshopping it.
It hurts, but I love it. Boy, big rainstorm in Dubai. You see this?
Yeah, I've seen this. I've heard about this.
Yeah, 2 years worth of rain in like 72 hours.
Everything's
craziness.
Fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember a couple of weeks ago it was 80 in April?
Mm-hmm.
Everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to die in a desertified hellscape.
Hey, listen, we got to support each other on a community level. I had a 45-minute conversation with my neighbor the other day that I did not want to have, but I was like, be a good leftist. You have to make connections. You have to be a good member of your community. And it actually was very pleasant. So that'll save us from climate change.
You did it. You fixed it. I'm so proud of you.
Right? If we could just tear down these partisan walls that, you know.
Well, to be fair, your neighbor is Jonathan Climate Change, inventor of climate change.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping to sleep with his wife and ruin his life and he'll abandon his work. Yeah, I think that the T-1000 would have been more effective if instead of going back in time to try to kill people, you just went back in time and, like, wrecked their marriages. Like, just ruin these scientific minds before they do anything great. Like, just wreck their life. You don't have to kill them.
Coming this fall, the Cuckinator. Take off your clothes. Do not give them to me.
I'll be doing back shots.
And that's good enough to end on. Good night, everybody.
A Secret Weapon production.